This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 241 for Thursday, September 14th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
241.
Something like that.
Not exact.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on the last 5 weeks. It's been
a little crazy.
Busy last few weeks. Almost about a month since we did our last podcast. I think it was August 16th.
Something like that. After DC, because we talked about how I blew out everybody's eardrum screaming when I saw Aziza. It was worth it.
Yes.
It was totally worth it.
Although, actually, I didn't even hear it, so I was...
What?
I was
too busy.
I was busy looking at
Steven
Sailor...
Soup.
No, I was blinded by that. I was looking at Sailor Pens at Jimmy's table, which he apparently later did sell, so off the hook on that one.
Okay. So, since the, second week of August, we had the DC Pen Show, and then the end of the month in August was the San Francisco Pen Show, and then was it last week?
Yes.
We just got back this week.
Yes.
Was the Dallas Pen Show early this year. And as we were leaving, our dear, dear friend Brandon Lee said, "See you in 3.5 weeks." And I'm like, no. We're home for 5 weeks. And he's like, "No, you're wrong." So we both got out our phones. 3.5 weeks. Darn you, Brandon. I thought I had more time.
So that was actually bullet point number 4 on the agenda.
Oh, all right. But so anyway.
We'll get to that.
San
Francisco. Should we talk about San Francisco?
Long drive. So we see some really cool things along the way. We actually spent the night, which is unusual for us, in Elko, Nevada.
You believe it or not, this is the first time I've actually stepped foot in
Elko.
A casino.
Yes.
I've never been in a
we
casino
spent
before.
The night.
I've never.
We didn't gamble. We just checked in, slept, left. We should have gotten gas. Let's just leave it at that.
Hardest beds in the country are in Elko.
Just at the one casino. Actually, it was quite comfortable, all things considered.
You sure beat sleeping in the car, so.
But spent the night, got there. I don't even remember the show, to be honest. Super well attended, as always. Very well organized.
Yeah, every year it gets better. We've been there since the second year, and this is the
fourth?
Fifth year this year?
Fifth,
this
maybe.
At least our third.
Yes.
Good show. Really good show.
Yep. Very, as I said, very well organized. We did get to spend some time with Patrick from Robert Oster Ink Company, and that was fun.
Patrick is awesome.
Yeah,
he's quite a character.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a lot of really cool things in his life, and just really a lot of fun to talk to hang out with. So that was really awesome.
So Robert Oster himself was not at the show.
Correct. He sent Patrick instead.
Anybody looking for that, he was not there. So. But,
and we had dinner with Hugh and Carol.
Hugh and Carol and Michael Saul.
Conalea Pen
yep,
Company.
Yep,
and
mm-hmm.
Michael Saul and Jonathan Brooks.
Jonathan Brooks, yeah, that was quite...
That was fun.
It was fun. It was a good time.
It was a good group. Very interesting conversations. I don't know that we've ever had dinner with Michael Saul before, so that was fun. He's got a really, I don't want to say low-key sense of humor, but...
It's there.
It's dry.
It's dry.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, something will be said, and then he'll just kind of... He's like our Dave. There's a little zinger once in a while, which is really awesome. So that was a lot of fun.
But the whole hotel, they're doing renovations of the hotel, so even just getting into the space was... I won't say problematic, but it was...
Challenging.
Challenging. The restrooms were outside, not inside.
I have to say that... When I heard that the bathrooms were in a trailer outside, my first thought was, oh my God, they're like porta potties.
It's the nicest trailer I've ever seen.
They were the
nicest trailer.
Temporary bathrooms. In fact, we've been in, maybe this is something more with us than them, but we've been in much worse restrooms on the road than these. These were.
In hotels, yeah.
Between hotels and just rest stops or gas stations or whatever. These were actually quite nice for a bathroom.
So
and
they know how to do renovations.
I got
to
tell
you,
clean bathrooms are very important when you're on the road.
So.
So renovations at the hotel.
Thankfully, mostly out, the bar area.
The bar
and the
area.
Check-in area
the,
and everything.
Well, the restaurant.
Yeah.
So a lot of that was not quite as comfortable or normal.
Yeah, it was kind of close quarters in the restaurant.
Yeah, we were kind of out of our comfort zone. Like, where do we go for this? Where do we go for that? The little coffee shop was gone. I missed that.
Yeah, it was like a little kiosk. But anyway, so they had all that going on, you know, and there's new carpet and everything. And, you know, the usual characters in San Francisco.
A lot of tables. Fun.
One thing we did get to see, which was really cool, and I'm still waiting on, is the prototype for new Tasha
pen wraps.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They like to cycle through different colors, and the Midnight Sakura is out, and they have a new one that's coming in that's
freaking gorgeous.
It's nice looking. Yeah, it's nice.
Freaking gorgeous.
Okay, well.
It's gorgeous. The blue one with the gold.
Blue one, yeah, oh my God. So that's not it's not quite here yet, but
I want one.
It's coming. I think what does Shuzhen say? A couple weeks, maybe.
I think I need one for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if that's all you want, that's what you're gonna get.
It's one of them.
So we did get to see that, and anything else of note on San Francisco? We can move.
I don't even remember who was there.
In fact, we literally did not unpack. Yeah. Half of the stuff.
Literally.
We got home from San Francisco. We on like 1 a.m. on Wednesday morning. We unloaded the car. We unpacked the paper, some repair stuff and some ink. And the rest of the stuff we just left in the box because we left the following
Wednesday
for Dallas. And that was that.
Well, and in the meantime, we had kind of an emergency last-minute trip we had to take for a day, and then our fridge died. First it was the freezer, then it was the fridge, and so during that week that we were home and unpacking and inventorying, we also had to go buy a new fridge and
Which could not be delivered
until this past Tuesday. Yeah. And so we had to borrow some coolers, and we were kind of camping for a week. And of course, we left, and some of our family was still at home. So I felt guilty that the guys were glamping, but
there it was.
There it was. But the new fridge is beautiful. Fridge is got to say, it's absolutely gorgeous. Thank God.
So we left Wednesday, went to Dallas.
Got in Thursday.
It's a much shorter drive. And,
always a fun drive. We get to go through Oklahoma, and in Big Cabin, there's the Big Chief statue. That's always fun to see.
Good restaurant there, by the way.
Yeah,
too, so.
Yeah. Easy drive, perfect weather. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Not a drop of rain.
You know, we did one thing that was different, and we did not stop at the outlet mall. We didn't feel the need, and I'm wondering if that set the tone for the rest of the show. We went to Whole Foods like we always do, picked up some stuff for the weekend. We were able to set up on Thursday night, which we didn't think we would be able to do, and that was awesome.
Yeah, we got in about 4:30.
Took a nap. Did we take a nap?
No, we didn't take a nap. Remember. We got in 4:30. We set up right away, and we were done in about 3-4 hours. And then went down to the bar to go have dinner. But unfortunately that evening, as a few people may have seen on social media, there was a thief in the room. We had 12 pens stolen. Some other people had 6 or 8 stolen that night. And so when we came in the next morning, we had breakfast. We didn't need to be in there right away because
we were
all
set
up. And we were talking with some of our vendors. And when we decided to go back and take the covers off the table, we opened up one case, had 12 pens missing. So mostly high-end Italian, Aurora 88 Flexes, Optimas, Delta, Dolce Vita Masterpiece, Pelican M800s, things like that. So, but you know, it's the first time that's ever happened in 83 shows.
83 or 84. I don't care. Whoever did it was a and... No, it was, you know, I have to say that it really set the tone for Friday, and I don't know about you, but I was really frustrated, and I'm just going to go with demoralized.
Yeah, all day. I was in funk all
day. It was
so,
really,
you know,
because the stuff in the case that was taken was cherry picked. Yeah. This wasn't just one tray at the very end and somebody just grabbed a bunch of whatever was closest and most convenient. This was somebody who knew what they wanted, and it was really a violation. At a show, things get stolen. Things get put in the wrong place. You know, things happen. You expect that when you have a big display like ours. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying one pen, one bottle of ink here and there
happens. Two or three pens a year go walk
away. This was targeted, and this was deliberate, and this was cherry-picked. So I'm sticking with my earlier assertion that this person was so it was really painful.
It was.
You know, and of course, then we have to talk to the organizers. We have to call the police to get a police report. And you want to do, you need to do that. One pen, you write it off. 12 pens, those kinds of pens, you need to report. So we called our insurance company, and he happens to be a pen guy. But then we had to talk to the Dallas organizers to let them know that we had to call the police, and you want to minimize that impact on the rest of the people. But it just really seemed like this show, a lot of people had things stolen.
Yeah, there were some problems Friday and Saturday. Somebody, and I'm really hoping it was one guy, and it usually is. I mean, this happens from time to time. Atlanta has an issue once in a while. Mm-hmm. We've seen it in Columbus, where somebody goes around and he's hitting all these tables. We had, you know, a couple M800 stolen. There's an M1000. You know, Montblanc,
Moon Pearl.
You know, so a lot of pens from four, five, several, six different vendors were stolen, and it was kind of a, you know, total bummer. And you know, usually you might hear one person had something stolen, but not.
This was like all day. Oh, hey, yeah. I heard so and so just got hit, and so and so just lost this, and somebody thinks that he had this stolen, so it was definitely not just us, but first time that we've had a real problem in Dallas. The only good thing to come out of it was that everyone involved with the show, organizers and pen club people, were all very helpful and very responsive, and it really helped them think about next year and some of the changes they're going to make, which I won't share, but it's going to be better for the vendors and worse for the bad people.
And I finally got rid of that Schaefer target I wanted to get rid of. I couldn't sell the thing to save my life, but now it's gone.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
The other thing was, of course, with the hurricane bearing down on Florida, our good friend John Lane couldn't come visit us like he normally does. Generally, he flies from Washington, stops in Dallas, and then goes on to the pilot home base in Jacksonville. But he couldn't do that, so he missed the show. So we had dinner with George from Retro 51 without him. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what a phenomenal steak. We went to Chamberlain's. Amazing food, sort of like Lombardi's up here in Appleton. Fantastic. So John, you missed a really awesome meal.
Sorry, John. That was
it was really good steak.
No, dinner was great. It's good to see George.
Yep. Some cool new things going on with them. They've constantly got new things coming in, new designs. So,
and it's kind of an annual date.
It's our annual. So, yeah. It's the best part about Friday.
It absolutely was the best part about Friday. And, you know, and again, in Dallas now, they also had renovations going on the hotel. So that was two in a row. I hope there's none in Denver.
Ed Capizzi, please help me out. No construction.
But you know, aside from all that, you know, I don't want to sound like it was a terrible show. It was a really good show. We got to see some of our good friends. Eddie G showed up. Super good to see him, and a couple of our regular customers and good friends.
Janice was there.
Was there, and just, you know, it's some of these people we only see in Dallas, and the folks are generally, they're very friendly. They're some of the best behaved folks, I think I would say.
Happy.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are other shows that are, people just seem to be more stressed or more, in a rush, and Dallas is just really a fun, yeah. happy show.
It's laid back, yeah.
Our favorite bartender was at the bar. And ironically, she wasn't there last year. She was on maternity leave, because I think we mentioned that mm-hmm, we missed her. Mm-hmm. And it was her last night. She was leaving to go to another hotel, so at least we got to see Ben before she left. So it was just really kind of a bad news weekend the whole time.
But there were some great pens, though. Really, there were. I mean, I went through a walk around.
What did you see?
Friday morning.
Did you buy these?
Pete Kirby has some of the most amazing pens. Mm-hmm. He's got two or three tables. Conklin Crescent taper caps, black hard rubber. Waterman 418s.
All right.
They're not in there.
Okay.
Sterling 418 filigree overlays. Just amazing Watermans. Good stuff.
I don't think I looked at anything.
Couple sailors that I wanted to buy, I couldn't pull the trigger on them. Price seemed a little bit too high. Some vintage 90s-ish sailors. But, they'll still be around.
I don't think I looked at anything. Ran over to vendors.
You were doing the vendor dash. But, and we'll talk about that in a bit. There's some interesting things coming up. So, but it was overall it ended up being a very good show.
And it's a Friday Saturday show, so we left Saturday night, got home Sunday night. So
and it's late. It stays late Friday. So yeah. If you're in the area, this is one show that it's open till 8. So you can go home on Friday. Yeah, you can go home. You can eat. You can come to the show. I mean, you can do it and still have plenty of time to check it out.
Shop, yep.
So definitely consider that for next year. Just, some people might not know that most shows don't go till 8.
Right.
But this one
five
does.
Five or six max. Yeah. So that's always nice. And they keep people coming. Friday felt a little slower, but it was steady. And Saturday was busy and steady. So it was a good show.
People did their research, came back on Saturday, and started buying pens. Yep. Speaking of pen shows, we're moving on in 3.5 weeks.
Thank you, Brandon.
In Denver, Colorado Pen Show, we'll just say October 6th through 8th. Terrific show. It's going to be in one big ballroom this year, supposedly, instead of the two rooms that it's been in the past. I think it's going to be on the other side of the hallway.
Yes.
So we'll
new ballroom.
And then I think our ballroom is going to be for classes and lessons or something?
I think so. It's kind of reversed the way it has
been. We're going to reverse it, but it's going to be great. It's a really good hotel. It's nice.
Well organized. Ed does a great job. I love the Pen Posse. They're all in matching staff shirts so that you know who can watch your table if you need to run to the bathroom or go get change or whatever.
Run up to your room or whatever. So,
yeah.
Good pens. Mike Masayama is going to be there this year.
That'll be great.
He rotates every other year, so I believe he's going to be there. So there'll be nib people there. There's going to be repairs. I mean, anything you want is going to be there. Good show. We'll hit that up in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
Do you want to do question of the week?
We have a question of the week. I love these.
Ta-da!
I know. Let's see.
I'm not careful with that, though.
All right, question of the week.
Can I look at it or I'm not supposed to look at it?
Long and complicated.
Am I supposed to answer this?
This one's all you.
This one's all me.
For care of ebonite, it is recommended that you don't leave the pen in direct sunlight, ultraviolet light, etc. Should an ebonite pen be put away in a drawer or pen case after each use so you don't mar the finish? To what extent do you have to keep it away from light? And the question came from YouTube.
Came from YouTube, okay.
All right.
Yeah, so that's kind of an often discussed topic.
So it's like a vampire pen. You have to keep it
in the dark. Raw ebonite, you got to keep in mind, ebonite was, for a long time, was the only material that was available up into the late 1800s through the early 20s, and even through, Esterbrook was making ebonite pens through the late 30s. So it was the only material for decades. And that's why when you see vintage pens now, they're not so much a black, but they're more of an olive or faded black, olive green almost.
Kind of a brown.
Yeah, they have varying shades from olive green to brown. And what that is that's exposure to UV, ultraviolet radiation. And over time, the material it starts to turn, and it'll start to go. If it was glossy originally, and most vintage pens weren't, it will start to show a little more matte appearance. We see this with the Ebonite King of Pens, because we have those and they don't have a Ruchi lacquer or anything on them. They will eventually get a little more matte, and then if you leave them out for a long time, they can start to get, they start to turn that almost light brown. It's not quite black.
If you leave it out, though.
If you leave it out. But we're talking like 9, 12 months of 24/7 exposure to light.
But is it on one side or the whole thing?
It will be only on the side that's exposed, which is why in a lot of vintage pens, a lot of hard rubber pens, if you open them up, you will notice that there's a distinct difference. The section and part of the barrel below the threads will be like solid black, and the rest of it will be a little different color. So should you put it away? You should try your best. Now, I'm not saying if you leave it on your desk and you got to go to lunch.
It's fine.
It's going to be fine. Prolonged exposure will be the bearer of bad news there. So, but what you can do, and this is sort of another question we had that came in, I forget where it came in, via email, is you can polish that. If it's smooth, hard rubber, you can just polish that, and it will remove just a tiny, tiny layer off the top of the material, and there'll be solid black underneath. Now, what do you use for that? Don't use MicroMesh. I don't necessarily recommend MicroMesh. Use a liquid polish. Microgloss will work really well. Semichrome will work. It's a little more abrasive. I try to use something that's not quite
MicroMesh abrasive.
Yeah, I would use Microgloss, which is a liquid 0.1, 0.5. Put it in a cloth, infuse the cloth, and then rub it, and then that's all you need to do. MicroMesh can be just a little bit too abrasive, and you usually have to use it wet. If you don't use it wet, you'll wear the pad, and then it'll be useless. So that's kind of, does that answer the question?
I think so.
I rambled on that one.
Don't leave it out forever. Put it away, but certainly
if you can, put it, put it in a pen case
or a drawer,
whatever, yeah.
But leaving it out during the day when you're using it, or, leaving that's it out fine. While you go to that's lunch fine. Is fine.
Yeah, just don't leave it in your car or something like that.
No.
So, all right, that's the question of the week. I love talking about Ebonite, one of my favorite pen materials. We got some exciting stuff to talk about. There's quite a list since we've been gone a month, but we'll try to breeze through some of it. First and foremost, the Pilot Custom Urushi.
In and out.
That is, I'm just going to say, that's a killer pen. It's really killer. There were 10 brought into the... I really like this one. I like it a lot. That's a Mont Blanc. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I love Sailor. I like Pilot a lot, too. It's just that this particular pen, and it's Pilot branded. It's not Namiki branded. Urushi lacquer. This thing is huge. It makes a 149 look small. They brought 10 into the country. We had two. They're gone.
Thank God.
Unfortunately. Fine meaning, bro. But we are getting more in.
We are. And is one of them going to become part of the stack for the next multi-giving events?
I have to hit you when you're in a really good mood.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that that's a lot to ask, because it's a...
It is not, I have it on record. It's a lot to ask. Can I get that?
I'm not saying I'm not going to ask. I'm just saying it's a lot to ask. But, it's not an inexpensive pen.
No.
It's more expensive than a King of Pens. So, but boy, is it beautiful. It's a big, fat,
gorgeous
piece of Urushi. It's just, I like it.
Do you need a moment?
I think I had a moment. We're going to move on. Anyway, those...
We are getting more.
Very short supply.
We are getting more.
And we are getting more, so.
But buy them quickly so that you put Brian out of
misery. Find me even broad nib options, but we'll see what we can get. So.
Yep.
Ink. You want to talk about ink?
I do. I'm so excited.
Mont Blanc,
Legend of the Zodiac came in. It's a cool shade of red.
That's kind of growing on me. It's different. Definitely different. Of course, it comes in that 50 ml bottle.
Oh, yeah. I love that. The bottle, and the box is really cool. So that was, I want to say it's almost unexpected. I didn't think it was coming in this soon.
But you never know.
Yeah, with Mont Blanc, you never know.
It's a big surprise all the time.
So we got this box, and that was fun. I think more exciting to me was the Kobe ink that came in.
Yep. We had that in time for San Francisco.
Yes, yes. In fact, we asked for a little bit more to be delivered to San Francisco, which turned out to be a little funny story there. And so we have that on the site, and we also now have samples, if you're not quite sure, but these are gorgeous.
Yeah, there's some really nice, nice looking colors in there, some nice blues, and everything looks good. So we don't have all the Kobe. There's just a selection of them that we brought in, but eventually we will bring in more. We try to pick the most popular colors first, since there's quite
so
a number of them.
So many to choose from. So much love to Atoya for bringing those
yes.
in.
And you know, and the samples are now available. So if you have a want to pick something out, we
try
have
a sample
pens. Now this is going to show up next week, but we picked this up in Dallas,
yep.
and it's really killer.
One of us was very excited.
I like this. I really
I
like this.
Do.
It's a Platinum Izumo in the Bombay Black wood. Comes in two versions, matte and the gloss, which is killer.
More than the Customarushi killer?
No. These are two. you could buy two Izumos for the price of the Customarushi is really
okay.
what it gets to. But
were excited when we saw
I was these. Excited. You know what? They're a little bit longer than the standard Arushi version of the Izumo. You know, they use a 18-karat President nib. They're good looking. They're good looking pens. And, you know, they've got that funky barrel design.
So we came home with a few.
Yeah, they're nice. Check them out. And they're actually priced, I didn't realize, it's a price just a smidge lower than the other ones. So
oh, nice.
That's
cool.
Yeah. And nice looking. Ink. How many ink on the list today?
Yeah, we also picked
also
up
Dallas.
In Dallas the brand new Noodler's Polar Purple and Noodler's Legal Blue. Both of those are really pretty. I believe Kim swabbed those up as soon as we came home, and those are on the site.
The images hopefully go up tomorrow. That would be good. Today, tomorrow, something
yep.
like that.
We also picked up Platinum Pen Kimonos. We had gotten those actually in San Francisco, and then we picked up more, including the fifth of the series in Dallas.
Yep. Five different versions.
Yeah, $15. They're cute little just pen sleeves.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Tasha wraps, but they're a little bit more tapered on the bottom.
Yep.
Nice looking, just a real inexpensive. In fact, they're starting to use some of these come with Izumos, because most of the more expensive pens come with a little kimono. So nice looking wraps. One of them's got like a little cool little clip that comes around the front. So
yeah.
Those are inexpensive.
Nicely done, nicely
yep.
done. The second shipment of the J. Herbin 1798 Amethyst came in, so that was nice to see that mm-hmm. restocked.
It's a nice color.
I still don't quite understand, I guess in retrospect, I wish that they had maybe waited and just sent the whole shipment together, because I think some people were disappointed there was such a small number of mm-hmm. bottles available to everyone initially, but now it's coming in more regularly. Really cool color, and I love that it has the silver micro sparkle.
Yeah, that works on that one. And to go along with that, while we're
Ooh.
Talking about purple with sparkle,
oh my God,
I just wanted to let everybody know, this wasn't supposed to be announced, but it leaked over in Europe. Sailor is coming out with this fall, probably November timeframe. The successor to what was the Starburst Galaxy about 2 years ago, Pro Gear Slim Purple Cosmos. It's essentially a purple Starburst Galaxy.
It's
section
so
matches
gorgeous.
With little sparkles in it. Limited edition. Now I've heard two numbers. I've heard 500. I've also heard 800. Limited edition. It's a non-numbered limited edition.
Well,
yeah. I want one. I'm getting one, too. I mean, it's a slim, but, you know, it's a cool-looking pen.
Super excited.
You can sign up for back-in-stock notification that we're not taking pre-orders.
Nope.
Because I have no idea how many we're going to get. So with only 800
I told them
available,
I wanted it all, and they just kind of frowned on that. So I'm not sure what we're getting.
Done that. So anyway, that would be a good pen to put, you know, save your 1798 Amethyst, and the Purple Cosmos would be a good pair.
Ooh, sparkle and sparkle.
There you go.
There you go.
So,
but it's different than the Purple Lame
yes.
from several years ago.
The Purple Lame, the metallic purple.
Purple Lame, the Purple Metallic, the Blueberry, and now the Purple Cosmos, and I'm not even really a purple person.
Well, it's hard not to like this. This is more dark. It looks like the pictures look more dark purple than the light purple in the Blueberry, the metallic purple. So
cool.
Almost a blue purple, but
I'm very excited.
It looks great. Check it out. As soon as we can get more images, we will. But we've got a couple up there now. I'll give you an idea what it looks like. Rhodium trim, 14 karat nib.
Done well, so, as always.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
No.
So.
That's it.
All right. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us, and tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of fun videos, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. See you next week.
Have a great day, everyone.